Well, we've continued to see a slight reduction in the overall numbers. So we're down to 1,300. That's our snapshot count. We think the annualized that is probably four or five times the total. We've made real progress with some of the subpopulations that we have focused on, specifically chronically homeless. I've seen a 2-year reduction in that number, which is really good news for Oklahoma City because chronically homeless are the primary cost drivers of homelessness. So getting those folks into housing and providing them with the appropriate support services, substance abuse treatment, mental health care, primary health care, really reduces the overall cost of homelessness, in addition to being a more humane way to address the issue. Saw a slight uptick in veterans homelessness. That's mainly an artifact of doing a much better job of counting, and we're really focused like a laser beam on veteran homelessness this year in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa and in Norman to get that number down to zero by the end of this year.
Now I understand that if you get chronically homeless in homes, that opens up services for the rest of the homeless out there. So it provides more help to everybody.
Yeah, it really does. So, because chronically homeless people have been homeless a long time, by definition, often unsheltered, they tend to have really intensive needs and really high barriers to housing. So if you can put them into housing kind of without preconditions and then wrap them around with the services they need to sustain housing, it does free up our system of care to address those with lower barriers to housing that are kind of whose homelessness is more situational and more sort of income related. You know, somebody lost a job, had an uninsured medical expense, car broke down, and they need relatively few supports for a relatively short period of time before they're back on their feet again. And that's 80% of our homeless population. So if we can devote appropriate resources to that population, we'll continue to see this ongoing decline.
So why are the numbers going down? What's going on out there?
Well, partly it's because we're getting smarter about things, using the Housing First philosophy for chronically homeless, really focusing on what works for particular subpopulations, like the Zero 2016 campaign for veterans and chronically homeless. Partly it's Oklahoma City has had a long history of a really good employment market and pretty affordable housing. So that helps, and we don't get to take credit for that. but it does make a difference. And we can see that in our family homeless numbers. So after the tornadoes in May of last year, that really tightened up the rental market in Oklahoma City, especially the low-end rental market. And so sort of as a consequence of that, we saw a slight increase in family homelessness this year that we're focusing on across the continuum. And that's, frankly, that's the value of doing this kind of count every year, is it tells you where you are. You can't fix a problem until you can define it. And so doing counts like this and gathering data through our automated systems really helps us know where to focus and know what works and what doesn't.
Dan, are we still on pace to get the chronically homeless number down to zero by a certain amount of time?
We're for sure on pace with the chronically homeless. I have concerns about getting to zero veterans by the end of this year. that's going to be a challenge, largely because of the tight rental market. It's becoming harder and harder to find landlords that are willing to rent to people with significant barriers to housing, and that includes a fair number of our veterans. And so we are constantly on the lookout for residential property landlords that will work with us to get veterans into housing.
And Dan, what can people do if they're listening to this interview? What can people do to help the homeless?
Boy, if you know a residential landlord, have them call the Homeless Alliance, and we'll come out and talk to them about the benefits of renting to formerly homeless veterans with a housing choice voucher and a case manager to help them stay in that housing. The other thing just the general public can do is, you know, Oklahoma City has a really strong continuum of care for the homeless, City Rescue Mission, Grace Rescue Mission, Salvation Army. There's 100 agencies, and they all need the public's support to continue doing the work they're doing.